Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. Yesterday, at the conclusion of the Shir, we began reading from the Bir Halachos Kuntris on Kaddish, and we'll continue with that later in the Shir today. However, we'll do today's regular Daf first, which is Simen Kuf Lamed Beis Sif Beis. We're learning the Halachos of Volut Zion. And the Mechaber starts off at the top of the Yomud with Sif Beis. Also, Liodim Lotzeis Beis HaKnesses Kodim Kedusha De Sidra. A person is forbidden to leave the shul before he says the Kedusha De Sidra, which is the Kedusha, the Kadosh, 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 that we say in Uvalu Tzion, along with the rest of the Tzibur. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey writes, the Kivan De Ha'olam Miskai Mazeh, as we learned yesterday, the importance of this Tefillah that supports the entire world. Therefore, Tzarech Lizara Milazalzel Mazeh. A person should be very careful not to take this lightly and to leave the shul before he says it with the tzibur. Well, if he should be Arnu Le'el, the Nochon Lahadil Yomer B'tzibur, and as we have explained already yesterday, and we just touched upon now, that a person is supposed to say this with the tzibur, the Hebrew parts, the Kadosh, 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 might not even be allowed to be said alone. You have to say it with the tzibur. Therefore, Mimela Tzorech Lizor, Shalolot Seis Mikodim. Therefore, a person should certainly be certain, careful, not to go out before the saying of the Kadosh, Kadosh, the Baruch, Kavod, before the tzibur has said them all together. Afilo Mirtzel, Amr B'Fniyatzim. Even if he says, I'll go out and say it by myself later on, he shouldn't do this unless, Imlo B'Shas Adchak, unless it's under extenuating circumstances. Dirsha footnote number 10 writes, V'chein im machzirin es ha-sefer Torah lehechol. In the congregations that they return the Sefer Torah, Nusach Sfard, for example, where they return the Sefer Torah back to the Hechel on Mondays and Thursdays, after you say Uvol Tzion, Nusach Ashkenaz, we return the Sefer Torah to the Oren before the saying of Asher Uvol Tzion. But Nusach Sfard, they return the Sefer Torah after Asher Uvol Tzion, and the person is still in the middle of saying Asher Uvol Tzion, and the congregation is now returning the Sefer Torah, so the Shelus Tshuva Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azza Zatzal, he brings down, Shelo Yafsik Bishulomar Sapsukim. You shouldn't go and say the Psukim that we commonly say when we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh, but you should continue saying the Asher Uvol Tzion that you're saying, because the psukim that we say when we return the Sefer Torah, says are only a minug. However, Amiris, Asher Uvol Tzion, that's a din. So therefore, we don't interrupt the Asher Uvol Tzion to go say the psukim that we say when we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron. Dear Shufut number 11 brings down that we've already mentioned that one should stay in the shul to listen to the Kaddish after Aleinu and not take off his tefillin, really, ideally, until the end of all the Kaddishim have been said. And he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Shiyargil ha'odem es atzmu lilosh lihishar b'veis ha'knesses ad gemar kol ha'tfil v'akadeshin. A person should get himself into the habit of staying in the shul until the conclusion of the davening when all of the kaddishes are said, unless, elim kein tzorech lotzeis b'akroi, u'misiba n'chutza, unless on an occasional basis the person has extenuating circumstances that force him to leave early one day. But in general, a person should stay till the very end of davening, until the very last kaddish. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav writes, what is this Kedusha? The Sidra, so we've already explained this yesterday, that's the Kedusha of Uvalu Tzion, the Kadosh, 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 and the other Psukim that we say in the paragraph of Uvalu Tzion. Then the Ramah writes, Hagah, Va'omrim achar siyum ha'tfilo, aleinu l'shabeach me'umad. After we say the Ashrei Uvalu Tzion, the Kaddish Tiskabel, after that, Nusach Ashkenaz then says, aleinu. And we say this while we're standing up. V'yizaru l'omru b'kavona, and a person should say this with very special attention and with great care. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin explains, bringing down the name of the Magen Avraham, who writes in the name of the Ari, Shemru acha kol hasholos tefilos, that our minhag is to say aleinu at the conclusion of every single tefillah. The reason Chazal set this up is not listed in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's brought down that the saying of aleinu really was a preparation to go out into the world. You're done with davening, and now you're going out into the goyish, secular world, and a person needs to prepare himself and to steel himself for all of the difficulties he's going to encounter in that arena. And aleinu l'shabeach is a acknowledgement that we rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, and that we are trusting fully in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of us. That's why it's said at the end of every tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah says this is our custom as well to say all after Shachar, Mincha, and Maariv to say Aleinu. However, he says one exception would be Milvad Bevati Knesios Gedolos, except in big shuls Shemispalim Tfilas Maariv Somuch Mincha. In a shul that davens Mincha and immediately afterwards davens Maariv, Ein omrim oleinu, acha gematzulas mincha. Then there's no reason to say oleinu right after mincha because you're not going anywhere. And therefore, since you're about to start mariv, so therefore we only say oleinu one time after mariv. The oleinu shiomru acha tzulas mariv, koi gama mincha. The oleinu that will be said at the conclusion of mariv also works for mincha as well. And this is brought down in the name of the Magen Giborim in the name of the Seder Hayom. He then points out as well, v'yesh kamu nuschos b'oleinu. There are many different versions of oleinu, and he brings down from the Elyar Rabbah, every shul should follow its nusach, ki kol nuscho yesh lo yisod. Every nusach has appropriate foundation on which to stand upon. The Berhete brings down, in Sivkot and Gimel, that at the end of the Akei Nekava, we say, the pasuk, v'yashem l'melech ha'kol oretz, v'yomu yashem echad u'shmo echad. And he brings down as well that the Arizal would say, Akei Nekava l'cha, with a vav, v'alkei nekava l'cha. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot and Ches writes that you have to say it with a special kavana. V'yesh lomar aleinu be'emo v'yiru. He writes you should say the prayer of aleinu l'shabach with great awe and with great trepidation. Ki kol tzivah ha'shamayim shomim, because all of the heavenly hosts are listening to our tefillah. V'akodesh baruch hu omed im pamayu shomala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel is standing there with the entire heavenly hosts. V'kulam onim v'omim ashri ha'om shekochelo. This is brought down in the name of the Maimon Mordechai, that all of the angels in Shemayim are, so to say, praising us for praising our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, this is a very important tefillah, and we should say it with great awe and with trepidation. Tisha footnote number 12 asks an interesting question. What happens if a person has the minhag to daven, for example, Nusach Ashkenaz, and now he's davening in the Nusach Svard Shul, or vice versa? So Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, as well as Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that the Ashkenaz person should not say Aleinu after Volotziyum, but should wait till the Nusach Sfarad people are saying it later on in the Tvila. And furthermore, Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, Shemisha Ta, if you made a mistake, below Nohad Kiminah Katzibur, you didn't follow this rule, and you said Aleinu, where you normally say Aleinu, as you're accustomed to doing so. So then, Ein Tzorach Lahafsik B'em saying Kalokinu Lomar Aleinu Sheinu Simatzibur. So then, when the Tzibur says Aleinu, in its proper location for them, you don't have to say it along with them. However, in the Sefer Halacha Brua, he brings down Mishim in Hagel Lomar Aleinu Shabech Achu Volotzion, an Ashkenaz person who says Aleinu right after Volotzion, is now davening in the Sfarad Shul, so he should say Aleinu over there where he normally does, and then when the Tzibur says Aleinu later on, he should say it again with them. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Ukeshamagia el-Kel Lo Yoshia. When you reach that part of the Aleinu, Shemish Tachavim Lehevel Varik Umispalalim el-Kel Lo Yoshia, you should stop. Yavsik ma'at kodim shiyoma. You should pause a little bit before you say the next words. Vanachnu korim u'mishtachavim. The reason for this, that it shouldn't sound that the anachnu korim is going on back to the kel lo yoshia, the God that doesn't assist or help us, referring to, of course, the avodah zarah of the world. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes says, when you say vanachnu korim, tzorich lechro, you have to bow down a little bit during that. Shelo yireh, so it shouldn't look like you're not believing in what you're saying. You're saying that we bow down, but if you don't bow down, you're lying. Dishu Futa number 13 explains this a little bit more. And he writes, brings down from Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, we have a principle that we've already learned, that you're not supposed to bow down except at the places the Chazal set it up. For example, in Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to bow down except at the beginning and end of the bracha of Mogin Avram and the beginning and end of Modin. So the Mishnah Berurah explained over there that that was by Hodah, when we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shederuch Shevach V'Hilul, you're giving praise, and then it isn't appropriate to do any other Hishtachavayas. However, when we're saying over here, V'anachnu Korim Mishtachvim, that's about myself. I am bowing down to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we're allowed to bow down at this point, even though Chazal would not masakin it over here. He says furthermore, Ibe'inyan Ofen Achriya, how do you do this bowing down? So he brings down from the Ber Heitev in Sivkot and Dalet, in the name of the Arizal, Sheyesh Lechroa Ulishtachavos Hishtachavoya Gedola. You have to bend down a big bowing down. And the Sefer Yisod V'Shorish Ravoda, he adds, when we say V'anachdu Korim, Yechora Kriya Gedola B'Birkov, you bow down deeply at the knees, and when you say Mishtachavim Umodim, Tzorach Hishtachavoya Gedola, you bow your body forward a lot. However, the Ben Ishchai disagrees and says, and this is as well the opinion of Shelus Tshuvas Tor L'Shma, Shedai B'Harkonas HaRosh U'Kitzas Min HaGuf. It's adequate if you just bow your head a little bit of your upper body, that will be fine. That's also called Kriya V'Yishtach HaVoya. Dishu Futa number 14 brings down that you shouldn't look like a kofar by not bowing down. Then he says this is based upon the Mogin Avram, who brought it down from the Sefer Emek Baracha, who writes, Shim eino korea imohem, if a person is saying, v'anachnun korim mishtachvim, and doesn't bow at that point in the davening, hareyu muchzok shakron, it makes it look like he's a liar. And as if he's made edu shekabiyatsu, as if he's testifying falsely about himself. Shari eino makayim, it's mashom, he says, and now we bow down, and he's not bowing down. Furthermore, if he's in a shul, if a person is davening in a shul, he walks into a shul, he's in the shul for whatever the reason, and they're up to aleinu. So we've already learned in Simon Samachay that he should say it along with the tzibur. However, if he's in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, or certainly if he's in the brachos of Kriyashma or Kriyashma, so then Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak brings down that you don't have to interrupt what you're doing to say it with them. That concludes really most of today's daf. We'll save a little bit at the last part of the Ramah for tomorrow, and now we'll continue with some of the Dirshu footnotes that were actually from yesterday's Kuntres from the Be'er Halacha that we mentioned. If you look on the previous page, this would be Yod Gimel Omid Beis, in Dirshu footnote number 7, he brings down, Ma'ashe richu achronim lodum bedine hakdim l'kaddish, why did they spend so much time on the hierarchy of who has the priority to say Kaddish? So he brings down from Shelos Shuvos Chasam Sofer, says, Shesavru she'ein l'shnayim lomer Kaddish yachad, that two people normally should not say Kaddish together. He brings this down as well from the Shevet Shuvos Binyan Tzion, She'en L'Shtayim Lomar Kaddish Yachad, which I dare say for most listeners of this shiurim, that the shuls that you daven in, more than one person says Kaddish at the same time. That's probably the vast majority of shuls, with some exceptions. So we'll have to understand this. And he brings down that there are those that are makbid to follow this custom, especially in the shuls in Ashkenaz and in Poland, and this is in fact the opinion of the Chazon Ish. However, what do all the other shuls rely upon to have more than one person saying Kaddish? So if you look in the Seder of the Yaivitz, he's Meshabeach, the minog of the Svardim, which has been accepted now by many of the Ashkenazim shuls, that all of the tzibur that wishes to is allowed to say the Kaddish together. And he brings down, Shalafizeh ein tzorich laharech b'chom asherichu achronim b'seder hakdimo l'kaddish. If you allow more than one person to say Kaddish at the same time, you don't run into this problem of what is the priority, who gets to say Kaddish ahead of somebody else. He brings down as well from the Chayi Adam and the Piskei Tshuva, Shemutu l'kama b'nei Adam l'omer Kaddish yachad, that more than one person is permitted to say Kaddish together. And he says, even the Chasam Sofer said you shouldn't do this, brings down that b'shaset chak yesh l'hokil, under extenuating circumstances, you can be mekel and allow more than one person to say Kaddish at the same time. And in fact, in the Chasam Sofer's yeshiva, the minhag was, Kaddish d'rabbanan yomru kol ha-bachurim ha-avelim yachad, that all of the bachurim who are avelim would say the Kaddish together. He then brings down from the Shelos Tshuvos Rabbi Akiva Eger. One year there was a terrible cholera epidemic, and there were many, many Avelim who had the responsibility to say Kaddish. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, V'tikanti, and I made a takana, Sha'avelim yomru b'yachad ha-kadeshim meshech shonot mima. And I said that that year, when there were so many people saying Kaddish, that they all should say Kaddish together for the entire year. At the end of the year, when the cholera epidemic Baruch Hashem ended, he said, Tikanti, Rabbi Akiva Eger said, I made the takana, that they shouldn't say the Kaddish anymore together, except one time a day, which would be the Tfilah Kaddish, Shala Achar, Tfilah Shachris. There, after Shachris, they should say all the Avel in one Kaddish together, but not the other Kadeshim. And he says, V'ayidezeh al-kol pochos. He says, therefore, at least, lo yimotze ofen shoyo avil nimna milomer kaddish pamachas b'choyom. At least in this way, every single avil would get to say kaddish at least one time a day. V'ko ye, v'ko yokum le'olam be'ezus Hashem Yisbaruch. And this is the minog that he established from that point on for the rest of time. Furthermore, v'ap b'malkum shenoagim lomer kaddish kamanu shem biyachad. And in those Ashkenazic shuls today, and certainly in the Sephardi shuls, where more than one person will say kaddish together, so the Gesher Chaim writes, shezeh dafka ba'ofen sha'omim oso kulam yachad mila b'mila. You have to be very careful to say every word of the kaddish together. All the avelim have to say it together. Kidei shekulam yanu omim b'shavah. So when the people answer amen, they're answering it to all of the people saying kaddish. And the Shelos Tshuvos Chasam Sofer adds that since this is so difficult to do, l'maisa roi mod lihimona mizeh lechatchila, one shouldn't do this lechatchila. And several reasons are given for this as well. Shelos Tshuvos Binyan Tzion brings down, shiyev shabetzura zulishmo lechavin. It's very difficult for the people that are trying to listen to it to hear all these multiple voices. Kivin shezeh makdim zeh macher. One guy's a little bit faster, one guy's a little bit slower, and therefore it's very hard to concentrate. The Chasam Sofer himself writes, shezchus hakadish hiliyos hashaliach lezakos esarabim shomim machrav amein. The whole point of saying kaddish is so that you'll lead all the other people saying amein. And when so many people are saying it over here, harirak echot zika esarabim. In fact, only one of the people is really causing everybody to answer Amen. The rest of them are what he calls the Messiah Hashem B'mamish. They're helping, but they're not really helping at all because the people would be answering Amen anyway. So it doesn't serve the purpose of what the Kaddish is supposed to do. Likewise, the Chazon Ish explains that you shouldn't do this because just like we don't have two Shlichei Tzibor, you don't have two Chazans going up there when they're two Avelim and let them both daven. Likewise, you shouldn't have two people saying Kaddish at the same time. Indeed, the Dirshu footnote continues, if a person takes somebody else's Kaddish, the Chassam Sofer writes that won't help. The whole purpose was to try to bring an ilui for the neshama of the person he's saying Kaddish for, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that the person who was supposed to have the Kaddish said for him, that neshama will get the benefit anyway, even though you said Kaddish saying it for the person that you were intending it for. Dirshu footnote number 8 explains what the whole point is of saying Kaddish on a yard site. So he says, on that day, Malim es hames lamadrega el yoni yoser, the mace gets elevated. Well, if he koch, therefore, botkim es haben im huroi shahoro of yisalu. They check to see if the descendants of the nifter or nifteres deserve to be elevated based upon the actions of their progeny. Ki ha'av v'haben kikufechot, because a parent and a child are like one unit. And therefore, the actions of the child can be elevating for the parent. And Chas v'Shalom, unfortunately, says the opposite is true as well. The Bir Halacha continues with many of the additional dinim that we're not going to go into right now in terms of how you count the days of the Shiva and the Shloshim, from whether it's from the day of the death or the day of the burial. Likewise, in terms of a yard site, Ayin and the Bir Halacha on Daf Yudalit Omer Aleph. One last point can be seen in Dirshu footnote number 18. It says, after the 11 months that a person says Kaddish, the question is, should he daven still for the Omer in the 12th month when he's not saying Kaddish? So the Ramah brings down in Yerideya, She'en L'Spalel, he shouldn't go and daven for the Omer because he's not saying Kaddish anymore. And therefore, the reason we don't say Kaddish in the 12th month is because nobody is such a Rasha. We don't want to say that the parent that you're saying Kaddish for is such a Rasha that he's in Gehenna for 12 months when we normally say even the greatest Rishayim are only there for up to 11 months. By davening, it looks like you're disagreeing with that and saying, no, even though I'm not saying Kaddish, I still need the kapara over here because they're Rishayim, Chas v'Shalom. The Matei Ephraim disagrees, and he says that the Ovel should daven in the 12th month, and the Shelus Tshuva Shevet Alevi from Revoz de Zatzal, Harotza L'Spal, L'Prokim, L'Fnei Omud L'Acha Yudal V'Chodesh, Nirash Rashoy, Afl Datz Ramah. Even according to Ramo, he says you shouldn't do this. To do it on an occasional basis is fine. Elish also L'Harosh also came Ibn Anifter. But to go B'Davka seek out to daven for the Omud, he says, is not necessarily a good practice to do. However, if there were no Avelim in the Shul and they ask you to daven, certainly that would be acceptable. That will conclude today's shir.